Solve presents The Missing Babysitter, Part 1.
7 barometric pressure.
Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Whoa! Sorry. Guess you can't listen to yourself while you're on the air. I'm just gonna write that down. Okay, what's up? I don't know if anyone is listening to this, but this is Sam Duell. I'm coming to you live from my closet where I'm trying out my science fair project, an FM transmitter. You may be wondering why I decided to build a radio transmitter for the science fair instead of just making a papier-mâché model of Pompeii with soda running through the streets. Well, this isn't just any science fair. It's statewide, and the winner gets a trip to the Smithsonian in D.C. So, now that I have my own radio show, I just have to figure out what I'm going to talk about. The problem is, I live in the most boring town in the world. Maple, New Jersey. It's a tiny town. I know everybody that lives here, and I know everything that goes on. Which is nothing. Oh, sorry, listeners. This closet isn't soundproof. Richie, are you getting that? Mom? I guess we're gonna go to commercial while I get the door. This show is brought to you by this old tennis racket. Richie, did you hear the door?
Yep.
What's up, little Duell? Is Big Duell here?
Richie, it's Lisa.
What's up?
I need Kara.
She's not here.
Her car is. It's parked out front.
That's weird.
She was babysitting down the street last night. Maybe they gave her a ride home.
Why would they do that if she had a car?
Maybe she was tired.
She hasn't been answering my texts either.
That doesn't seem like Kara.
She doesn't answer my texts for hours sometimes.
That's because you're clingy.
You are a little clingy.
Yeah, well, as her clingy boyfriend, I know her better than you two. Lisa, you only moved here like 3 years ago, and Sam, you're just some kid she used to babysit.
I'm not just some kid.
And I know that sometimes she just needs some alone time and won't text back for a while.
She isn't coming up on the Find My Friends app.
Why are you two connected on Find My Friends?
Because like I was saying, I'm not just some kid she used to babysit.
I'm going to check her house.
I'll go with you.
Why?
Because what if something happened to her? Most missing persons cases are solved in the first 48 hours or not at all.
You're just bored and want to play detective. But fine, waste your Sunday. I'm going back to playing video games until Kara calls me.
Am I getting paid to babysit your little sister, Richie?
I'm 14. I don't need a babysitter.
Then why do I feel like this is going to be a lot of work?
What's wrong with your car? It sounds bad. It smells weird.
Nothing's wrong with it. This is what being in the lower class is like. Third-hand cars and second-hand smoke.
I'm sorry.
Not all of us live in the nice part of town, Sam.
When did you last hear from Kara?
Last night. We talked right before 10. I really need to talk to her about something.
What is it?
Why do you ask so many questions?
I have an inquisitive mind. That's why I'm a scientist. Look, her parents' car is gone.
Well, maybe they're at church. Or brunch.
No one picked up the paper on the front step. Either they've been gone all night or left very early. Lisa, we should go to the police.
That sounds dramatic.
How will you feel if she's in trouble and we did nothing because it felt dramatic?
Fine. Okay, here you go. Maple Police Station.
You aren't coming in?
Cops make me nervous. And you make me nervous. So I'm just gonna go home and wait for Kara to call.
I don't think she will.
Because you're so dramatic?
Because I'm pretty sure those are her parents inside talking to the police. Did Kara Winger's parents just walk back there?
You lost, kid.
I'm not a kid. I need to talk to the person in charge of the Winger case.
There's no case. The teenagers stayed out all night and her parents are freaking out.
You should be too. She could be in trouble.
Keep your voice down, kid.
Again, not a kid.
Hey, 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 can we take it down a notch? I'm in the middle of an interview.
You're a detective, right?
What gave it away?
You're not in uniform, your badge is in a wallet, not pinned to your shirt, and you're walking around like you're in charge.
Someone watches a lot of Law and Order.
I don't know what that is. I need to talk to you about Kara Winger.
What about her?
She's missing.
Oh. Well, that's not new. The Winger girl disappears every once in a while. She always comes back.
She disappears without her car?
Officer?
She was babysitting for the Garcia family over on Hillcrest Way. When the parents came home, the kids were tucked into bed, but the Winger girl was gone.
I'm sure she'll turn up. Who is she to you anyway?
She was my babysitter. She's like a big sister, okay? I know her. Are you going to investigate or not?
Not until I see evidence that it's something more than a teenager blowing off some steam. All right, let's call Nancy Drew's parents and get her picked up.
What's your mom's number, Nancy?
Well, I did hope I would never get a call to come pick my child up from the police station.
It's not like I was arrested, Mom.
No, you were badgering the police.
I was trying to help. Kara could be in trouble.
Kara is trouble, which is frankly nothing new.
She's the class valedictorian and president of the student council. She's everyone's favorite babysitter. Why are you suddenly acting like she's a criminal?
She isn't. It's just, you got to know Kara when she was a little older and more mature. She ran off like this all the time when she was your age. I used to see that poor girl's mother driving in circles around the neighborhood looking for her. It was heartbreaking.
But she grew out of it.
Or maybe she just got better at hiding it.
Mm-mm. Kara wouldn't hide that from me. We were close. She said I'm like the sister she never had.
I love how much you care. I love how curious and motivated you are. But there's nothing to worry about.
If you bother the police with this again, you're grounded. I mean it. I don't want to see my kid behind bars. Understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Huh. I'll have to ask the Wingers to come get Kara's car. They're street sweeping tomorrow.
I'll check to see if it's open. What's this in the back seat? Ask you, listeners, if Kara was going to take off of her own free will, wouldn't she have taken her backpack with her? It was sitting in the back seat of her car. Of course, I can't even bring it to the police without getting grounded. But what am I supposed to do? No one even cares enough to look for her. So screw it. I'm doing this without the cops. So, inside the backpack, we have a binder about prom, a bottle of kombucha. Gross. Keys, tampons, and Kara's diary. Hey, her diary! Okay, maybe I can retrace her steps. Find out where she is now. I guess we have a subject for my radio show after all. Huh, listeners? I'm going to start a couple weeks ago. I remember seeing Lisa pull Kara into the girls' room at school, and she looked pissed. Okay, here it is. March 16th. Lisa's seriously crazy. She grabbed me by the arm before history and...
Lisa! Let go! You're gonna make me late!
I cannot believe you.
Believe that I am seriously going to scream if you don't let me out of this bathroom!
Where were you during lunch? Were you with him again?
Okay, I get that you're trying to protect me, but there is nothing going on between me and Seth.
Protect you? If you want to cheat on Richie, fine. I don't give a shit. But you better keep my name out of it.
Jesus! I don't talk to him about you, okay?
You better not. We're best friends. We keep each other's secrets.
So, a few questions, listeners. What secret was Lisa so scared would come out? And who's Seth? Richie! I'm trying to do my radio show! Turn it down! Ugh. Richie, turn it down!
I did! Hey!
I have to ask you something. Do you know someone named Seth?
No.
Do you know why Kara had a fight with Lisa a couple weeks ago?
Why would I?
I thought as her boyfriend you knew everything about her.
Not about Lisa.
Ugh, you are useless. Kara is missing and you're sitting here playing games.
I'm playing the games because she's missing.
What? I'm going to talk to Lisa.
Great! I don't care!
You do these high knee things every night?
I do them 4 times a day.
You were really into fitness.
The soccer team is 1 win away from being state champs. Can't slack off now. Did you come here to ask me about exercising?
No, I was wondering if you knew about this guy Kara told me about. Seth?
What about Seth?
Did you ever meet him?
Yeah. So have you. He's the guidance counselor, Mr. Bernard.
What was she doing with Mr. Bernard?
They met all the time after school. What do you suppose a 40-year-old man would be doing with an 18-year-old girl after school? Hold on, I ordered pizza. Hey, Harrison.
Hey, I've got your Sunday night special. 2 pizzas.
See you again next Sunday.
2 pizzas? Are you having people over?
They're for me. You burn a lot of calories training to be a champion. I hope you aren't squeamish because I am about to annihilate these pies.
Kara said you were really upset about her talking to Mr. Bernard.
Is that all she said?
Yeah. Do you think she'd have something else
to... I have to eat this and get to bed. Practice in the morning before school.
Sure. No problem. Looks like I have to get up early to make an appointment with Mr. Bernard anyway.
Mr. Bernard?
Samantha, right? Richie's sister?
Actually, I prefer Sam, Mr. Bernard.
I prefer Seth.
Kind of a casual way for students to address a member of the faculty.
Sounds like we're looking at the police academy. I feel like I'm being interrogated.
Actually, I wanted to ask you about summer programs in STEM. I'm into engineering, mechanics, stuff like that.
Sure, let me grab some brochures.
I wouldn't have thought to ask you, but Kara said you helped her a lot.
Sorry, I don't think I have those brochures on hand. Why don't you come back later?
So I don't deserve as much of your time as Kara Winger does?
Kara is a special circumstance.
You know she's missing, don't you?
We were told this morning.
I know you spent time with her after school.
I'll just let you know when I find those brochures.
If you send me away now, I'll keep thinking the worst.
There's nothing to think. I'm helping Kara get into art school.
Art school? Like painting and sculpture?
Yes, that's what she really wants to do.
She never told me about art school.
Everyone has secrets, Sam.
She would have told me. I have to catch my ride. Let me know if you think of anything else. Richie, wait up!
Hey, Sam.
What is Elena doing here?
I'm looking for Kara's prom planning binder.
And that's what you're worried about if she doesn't turn up? Prom?
And Kara's well-being, of course. But I can only control one of those things. Or none, if I can't find the binder.
Well, I don't have it.
It was with her on Saturday, when she went to your house.
You saw her on Saturday?
Of course. Event planning is a full-time job.
I know where it is. It's in her car at our house. We'll give you a ride.
We will?
That is such great news. My boyfriend has work and I really didn't want to bother him to come get me.
You can take shotgun.
Thanks, Sam. You know, I always thought you were kind of annoying, but...
Let's get in the car. I'll hold your backpack.
You are so sweet.
Yeah, you're really helpful today, Sam. Give me 2 minutes and we'll look in her car, Elena. We'll meet you outside. Okay, Sam, what are you doing?
Getting a snack.
I saw you going through Elena's bag.
I was looking for gum.
Tell me the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth, okay? You don't even care that Kara's gone.
Of course I care, but not everything's a big conspiracy.
Then why was your cell phone in Elena's bag?
What?
You saw me digging around in it. There were 2 cell phones. This one's Kara's.
Let me see that. Holy shit.
I turned it on, but I don't know the passcode. Do you?
No, I don't.
She also had a prescription bottle of Ritalin with someone else's name on it. And a bottle of kombucha. Why does everyone drink that crap?
Just a second, Elena.
Lisa, don't you have practice?
Where's Kara? Find my friends just pinged her here.
Oh, is she back? Because I was prepared to take the reins on prom.
I have some questions for you, Elena.
What kind of questions?
You know what happened to Kara.
Excuse
me. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, how many secrets are you keeping from us, Elena?
Excuse me.
Detective Fry?
Sam.
Sam? What happened to Nancy?
Is this your brother?
Yeah, I'm Richie. Hey.
Where are your parents?
Our mom's at work. Wait, what are you doing here anyway?
It's better that I wait for your mom.
It's bad news, isn't it?
Okay, anybody that doesn't live here, I'm gonna need you guys to head home now.
What is it?
Look, kids, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but we found Kara. We found her body a few hours ago.
Oh my God.
I told you she was in trouble.
No, She just has to take a break sometimes. She always comes back.
How?
What?
How did she die?
You really don't want to know the details.
Yes. Yes, we do.
She was strangled. Left in the woods off the Jersey Turnpike. I'm sorry, everyone. Truly.
So, listeners, if I have listeners, I was right. It didn't matter that I told the police, and it didn't matter that I tried to find her on my own. Kara's dead. And it's pretty likely that I know the person who did it. It's a small town, after all, and I know everyone here. I couldn't find Kara, but I'm going to find her killer.
Samantha Duell was played by Giselle Torres. Kara Winger by Valerie Rose Lohman. Richie Duell by Eric Schuett. Lisa Hayes by Jaden Girone. Detective Fry by Philip Anthony Rodriguez. Elena Kirshner by Audrey Boose. Mr. Bernard by Michael John Pollock. Sylvie Duell by Aaron Young. Harrison by Adam Weber. This episode of Solve was written by Alex Rubin. Directed by Corey Surge. Executive produced by Corey Surge. Executive produced by Walt Palmer and Sterling Barnett. Casting by Daisy Laura. Audio production and post-production by Salt Audio. Production manager Liz LeMay. Recording engineers Hope Brush and John Schmidt. Original music and score by Nathan Turchon. Edited and mixed by Zach Jurich. Assistant editor, Shihang Zhu. Sound design by Eric Rachelson. Script supervisor Marilyn Miller.